physical at CareArc. Their caring and experienced healthcare providers will ensure your child is healthy and ready to hit the books. From sports physicals to general health checkups, they've got you covered. Don't wait until the last minute. Schedule your appointment today and give your child the best start to the new school year. Call CareArc at 620-481-7143 or visit them online at carearc.org to book your back-to-school physical now.
KVOA News Time 8:47. It's Newsmaker 2 time, and we're pleased to have with us one busy man in his own right. That is Leland Daines, the director of Visit Emporia.
Leland, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I even rode my bike over, so life is good.
Oh, awesome.
Well, life is good. I saw you with the helmet there, so yeah, a nice morning for a little biking here in town, huh?
A little muggy, but I'll take it. Yes. The sun's shining, and it's beautiful out.
Yeah, low 70s right now. Nothing wrong with that. So way to pick the perfect time to get that done. Well, how are things at Visit Emporia, Leland?
Well, busy. But unfortunately, I think we're getting a slight breather here for a few weeks. But I don't think I have to explain to the community how busy Emporia has been for the last couple months.
It has been active, to say the very least. And when we say active, we mean extraordinarily, robustly active, because not only, Leland, has Emporia been hosting events, but these have been events of big magnitude.
Yeah, you know, it's wonderful to have those local and regional events. It's another thing to have statewide events, and it's a whole other level to have multiple international events. And we have that in things like the PDGA Masters World Championships that were hosted here. Of course, Unbound Gravel, which has international prestige. The Tour de France is going on right now, and I know a lot of people probably aren't cycling fans that they're watching. But Emporia, Kansas and Unbound Gravel get mentioned in those broadcasts. The Tour de France even added a gravel stage because of the popularity that has been grown and fostered right out of here in Emporia, Kansas. It's extraordinary.
That's significant, isn't it?
Yes.
Really is. Yeah, because that is one massive event and, boy, rich history in the Tour de France.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and that's going on. I think they're on around their 125th edition, and gravel is becoming an influence in that institution, that staple of worldwide cycling. And it's just it's an anecdotal example of when we talk about the impact of these events. We often want to talk about the dollars and cents, but there's a branding and marketing power that comes along with that that creates a reputation of Emporia as a destination, an international destination, one that we possibly have never had in the history of Emporia.
Well, and we're coming off of the Shrine Bowl here recently,
right,
too, that was
correct,
a big event here in town.
Yeah, so there you have another big regional draw, thousands of people in town. It's not just the football players and their families, but the band kids and the cheerleaders. And it's a week-long activity with all of the camps that are going on, the preparation, and those families are in town, moving around our community, staying here, obviously, and spending dollars. Those are the kinds of events that we absolutely love to have.
Well, talk about, you know, we don't know, we won't know for probably a little bit, you know, the specific economic impact, but, you know, it's going to be significant, I would think.
It will. And Ron, that's a great question. You know, we can look at a micro level and we can evaluate each event as they come. It does take time to generate the information and numbers based on that. But as actually digging around, I wanted to share with our listeners a bit of a macro view of when we talk about impact over time. And I'm just going to give a brief snapshot of, you know, pre-COVID 2019, life was good for everybody. And tourism was at an all-time high in Emporia. And one of the easy indicators to look at is the transient guest tax. This is the revenue generated off of hotel stays, Airbnb stays, things like that. And we're at just over $713,000. Of course, we took a hit in 2020, slight little rebound in 2021, but still not where we are at 2019. But by 2022, we had exceeded pre-COVID totals and had $771,000 in transient guest tax. In 2023, another record high of $850,000 transient guest tax. And this year, we're on pace for $900,000 to $950,000. So if you look at just the last 5 years, the 2 years, 2020 and 2021, setbacks with COVID, Emporia is not simply getting back to normal of pre-COVID. We are exceeding pre-COVID totals. And that's an indication of the strength of the types of events we have. Yeah, we had to cancel some things during the pandemic, but those things are rebounding. And it's because those activities, particularly cycling and disc golf, yourself are activities that can be done in small groups or by individuals. They come here not just for those tournaments and bike races. They come here year-long to throw on our courses, to ride on our gravel roads, and that has a significant impact year-long. So when we talk about, well, what is the impact of these? There's an immediate impact when those people are here and they're spending dollars. But if you look at the lingering impact over time, it's very clear to see that tourism is healthy in Emporia. We're constantly above state averages when it comes to hotel occupancy and transient guest tax per capita. Those are all good indicators that Emporia is doing something very successful here, that these events and this brand identity we have is something to be invested in. So those are positive indicators. When we look at, okay, let's step back and what's the big picture? The big picture is these things are good for Emporia.
You know, one of the things, too, that, you know, you talk about the transient guest tax amounts, which go towards, you know, grant funding or other, you know, really developing more projects that can bring people into town. And one of which is really, I think, really taken off. And a lot of people have literally seen the benefits of this as the Community Art Alliance with the murals that have been going up and other public art over the last 18 months.
Yeah, the Community Arts Alliance is one of those initiatives that comes as a result of that increasing transient guest tax fund. Visit Emporia petitioned the City Commission for an increase of funds specifically for public art, and for the last year and a half, going on 2 years now, the community's seeing the results of those. Things like the Hispanic Heritage mural across from the Civic Auditorium, of course, the mural that just got finished, a few other projects, and it's a bright spot in my day to see positive comments on the Emporia area chat. I know sometimes it's hard to find the positive on a page like that, but it's an indicator to me that we're on the right track, that the community enjoys the idea of being in a community that's bright, vibrant, and full of art. And if our locals enjoy that, you can bet your bottom dollar that our visitors enjoy that when they come here. It leaves a lasting impression in their minds as Emporia of a thriving, vibrant location that they want to return to. So it's one of those win-win situations. And that's the thing I love about transient guest tax dollars. They're generated by the visitors. So this is not a tax that locals are paying. But it goes to the benefit of our community in the hopes of attracting and retaining those visitors. So the locals get to benefit from those dollars by way of the events and activities that we have, local grant opportunities that go to benefit things like our community, the Art Center, the History Center, the Granada Theater, things like that, receive TGT money to help support their mission and activities, the art that we just talked about, the public art through the Arts Alliance. These are all things that benefit our community, but are also a benefit to visitors when they arrive.
Well, and people here locally, if they have events that are impactful, large and small, to the city of Emporia and local surrounding areas, they can apply for these grants, correct?
Absolutely, Ron, and thank you for pointing that out. We want to make sure everyone is aware that Visit Emporia directly has dollars for small tourism grants, small as defined as under $5,000. If you're seeking for a little bit of seed money to maybe help get an event started, support an event, we can potentially help with that. That application is on our website at visitemporia.com. If you're seeking larger financial support, you can also make that petition directly to the city's Transient Guest Tax Advisory Board, who can make a recommendation either for or in opposed to that request, and the City Commission will ultimately make a decision on that. But yes, absolutely, the city or the community can participate in requesting some of those funds for the creation of new activities or the further development of existing activities. How do we enhance some of these events that maybe are a little bit smaller but are growing?
And speaking of, the event schedule, obviously we're seeing a lot of partnerships when it comes to, the Hispanic community. Here, KVUE's restarted its Spanish news broadcasts every other weekend. There's also, the different activities. So it seems like there's a bigger emphasis here locally among local leaders on diversification. Is that something that we're seeing as well? Is that kind of a cogent developed plan to increase the diversification side of things?
Well, I certainly think so, Chuck, and you know well that I'm involved heavily in specifically Spanish language diversification.
Right.
Not only do I see it right here locally, and we've got a 30% Latino community right here in Emporia, so I see the obvious need. But when I think about tourism and what role does Visit Emporia specifically play in language accessibility, well, the vast majority of the visitors to our community actually come from within the state of Kansas. We get a lot of out-of-state and even out-of-country travelers, especially for these big international events. But the day-to-day travel to Emporia is predominantly Kansas natives. Well, 20% of the Kansas population is Latino, with many of those speaking Spanish. So in 2023, I made the decision to invest in Spanish language marketing, inviting the Latino community members from all throughout Kansas to come to Emporia, but we did so in their native language, a language they understand and feel very comfortable with. And lo and behold, we saw a near immediate impact. We have, thanks to Datafy, our data collection partner, we could see that from 2018 to 2022, Latino visitors from beyond 50 miles had not budged from 7%. We invested in Spanish language marketing in 2023. We saw a 15% increase of Latino visitors beyond 50 miles. We continue that into 2024, and we're seeing another 13% increase year-to-date over last year's increase. So we're seeing, we have evidence that shows that if we communicate to specific individuals, that it will pay off for Emporia. And that's another factor when we look at this growth in tourism, this growth in transient guest tax and sales tax dollars. That's absolutely a part of it. And Chuck, I'll expand another area that I'm very proud of for our community. Visit Emporia invested in the Q Watch Party that was held earlier this year back in February at the Granada Theater.
Right.
Emporia is beyond blessed to have an international superstar in Q. Q is a hometown hero who has appeared on RuPaul's Drag Race, becoming an international star, and is an Emporia native. And it was really a no-brainer for Visit Emporia to invest in bringing Q back for that watch party. And there were nearly 600 people that attended that event at the Granada Theater, with more than 50% of those being from outside of Lyon County. So once again, we're seeing that there are demographics and user groups that historically have not been invested in, that if we make that investment of both finance, dollars obviously, but also time and assistance, we can see significant growth and positive impact to our community.
Well, it has been an active year, to say the very least, here in Emporia, and still more great things to come downtown, as we'll get activities in downtown Emporia. I understand in talking with Casey Woods recently, the Great American Market is already a sellout as far as vendors go.
Been for a month or two.
Yeah,
it's
incredible.
Another one that just keeps growing year over year, right? I mean, it's a significant event here in Emporia and one that we love seeing grow each year.
And, of course, Hank and Halfway to Everywhere. Still moving forward with that event, too.
Yeah, some changes in the location. He's moving a little further north along Commercial Street there. I think he's charging a fee for the first time ever, but I hope that's not a deterrence to folks. We need to invest in activities like this, and we can't expect everything to be free of charge. Hank puts on a wonderful music festival, one that we're lucky to have in a community our size. It rivals festival in terms of quality of production and the bands that he brings.
Sure.
It's wonderful. And so I really encourage our Emporia community, everyone listening, to strongly consider purchasing a ticket to attend that festival this year.
Well, people like more information on Visit Emporia, would like to follow exactly what's going on in your busy office, Leland. How can they do that?
Well, we're easy to find. VisitEmporia.com is our website. It contains, obviously, a calendar of community activities and events, things to do, places to shop, places to eat. We're easy to find on social media, Visit Emporia via Facebook and Instagram. And we're pretty easy to engage. My cell phone's listed on the website. My email's there. We're not hiding. And we actually quite prefer that people reach out to us with their thoughts, ideas, and questions.
Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. Always good to talk
my
to you,
pleasure.
Leland.
Thanks, Leland.
Yeah, Leland Dane, Visit Emporia here with us on our Newsmaker 2, brought to you by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. Formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. It's 901.
Join KBOE, Country 101.7, and Mix 104.9 today from 11:30 a.m.